Hello, my lovely hummingbirds. How's it going, everyone? On today's episode of Pop Culture Interviews, I am joined once more by none other than Chicago's very own DJ Dre Lauren. Hey, Dre, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. For those of you that don't know, this is not Dre's first time here on Pop Culture. This is the second time. Last time he was here, it was around my birthday 2 years ago. And that was one hell of a fun ass episode.
Oh, I can't believe it was that long. That's crazy.
It definitely has been. I was looking back, I was like, wait, it can't be that long. No. And I like scrolled and I was scrolling for a bit and I was like, okay, this is long overdue then. So how's it going, Dre? How you been the past 2 years?
I've been good. It's funny because I was thinking about this earlier. At the time when we talked the last time, I was working on what I said was a debut album, and then that stopped. So that I never finished that, and I took like a big break, honestly, just because I kind of wasn't into it as much, and I don't really know why that happened. But I just wasn't into it as much. I took like a really big break. But before I get into that, just kind of answer your question. Yeah, last couple years, really just, you know, living, enjoying life, got married, you know, just living.
I love how you just slipped that in there like, yep, got married, no biggie. Oh my God, I was watching all the videos. You guys looked amazing. It looked like such a fun time.
Thank
how
you.
was it? How is marital bliss?
Amazing. It was so fun. Like, it was... Like, I know it sounds like cliche or whatever, but like, it literally was like the best night of my life. So fun just being in a space where, you know, you're with all your people all in one place, you know, because a lot of times, like, you're either with family or you're with friends or you're with coworkers, right? But this was everyone together at once. Like, so it was weird for a little bit because I'm looking at like my coworkers next to like my aunt. Next to like my, you know, my friend, you know, so it was kind of weird, but no, it was so fun. And then in terms of, you said, how is marital bliss? It's great. We actually went to Puerto Rico for a honeymoon, which was like, I think we went 2 or 3 days. We went like right after. It was amazing there. We had like such a good trip there. I definitely want to go back at some point.
That's awesome. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you guys. I'm really glad that everything went
Thank
well.
You.
Especially, and I get what you're saying, like having everyone in one room together. I'm pretty sure you had a moment of like, all my personalities are colliding. What's happening? But
you know,
it's beautiful that you guys had everyone there celebrating your love. I love that. It looked fun. I'm not gonna lie. It looked like a fun ass time.
Trust me, it definitely was.
Good, I'm glad. So a couple things that have happened. You did mention how you didn't do the full-length studio album. You have dropped two singles so far this year, and you did drop a collection last year. And I did want to touch base with you on like flipping, not flipping, because I mean, you do have both, at least on Spotify, you still have both your profiles as DJ Dre Lauren and as Dre Lauren Beats. Can you tell me a little bit of like why that process happened and all of that?
Just other things that were going on with me as a DJ in general. And I kind of had, I'll say like a, not necessarily a change in branding, but, well, I guess I'll say an adjustment in branding and stuff. I created my own website. Well, my aunt created it, but you know what I mean? So I have my own website now, all these different types of things. And I wanted to continue that all across the board. And so I said, in order to connect everything, I had to, you know, have my artist name, you know, so to speak, in terms of music, it had to be DJ Dre Lauren before it was just Dre Lauren. That's when I said, okay, well, I'm working on this new music, this album. I'm going to go ahead and make that change. And eventually I will kind of like consolidate the two and get rid of the one profile, but I'm waiting to do it until after I put this album out. That's why the two profiles happen Just kind of an adjustment in branding.
Nice, nice. Well, I will say this, your music never disappoints. Branding, adjustment, and all, it does not disappoint. I was listening to The Collection and I was walking downtown, bored. I was like, let me go walk. And so I played it and I was listening, and it was such, I can't say an easy listen because that sounds like I'm diminishing the quality of the music. Not at all. It's just, I feel like in today, in the world of music, it's so hard to get a album, an EP that you can hear front to back and not have like a clash amongst the songs. And I think that The Collection did that very well. Even though you did incorporate various styles of music, I was just jamming along the whole way, and I'm like, damn, wait a minute, hold on. And I was like, repeating, and I was like, this is really fucking good. Holy shit.
Well, that is so good to hear. Like that's, I appreciate you for saying that. Actually the collection, I don't know if you noticed. So when I did the collection, I basically switched who was distributing my music. Okay. But in order to do that, I had to literally take my music off of all services and then re-put it, redistribute it with my new distributor. And so what I did, I was like, okay, well, let me just post this. Instead of trying to release them all back out as singles and EPs that they were, let me just take kind of most of the best, most of them and put them all on one quote album, which is why I called it the collection because it was a collection of everything before. So that's actually where that came from. But I definitely appreciate you saying what you said because the thing that's hardest for me, honestly, about making music is that I like so many different styles of music. Like it's very difficult. Like I like hip hop, I like R&B, I like house music, I like Latin music, I like all these different styles. And so the challenge for me is, okay, does this make sense? Does it make sense to put out this album that has all of those different genres that I just mentioned, plus, an Afrobeat song, plus, you know what I mean? So like part of me is like, does this even make sense? So that's actually what I'm kind of working through right now with this album is I have multiple different styles of, music. And so I'm trying to figure out on one hand, I'm like, man, this doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem cohesive, right? But then on the other hand, I'm like, this is mine. This is my album. I can put out what I want. And I want to put out something that I like, that I love, that I, am, so to speak, proud of having out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it really does. And I feel like as artists, right? Especially because, and I touched base on this on podcast that's not released yet, but by the time this posts, it will be with this other musician. We were discussing how our access, our instant access now because of social media with art, it's really hard as an artist to be able to kind of pull away that, like, okay, is it gonna sound good? Are people gonna like it? All this stuff. And then you listen to it and you're like, wait, but I like it. And I'm putting it out there in hopes that, you know what, maybe somebody else will like it too. As far as cohesiveness goes, I think that, like, you've done a really good job across your music. I do get that whole concept of, like, if I'm putting this genre in the same thing, is it just gonna be like, what the fuck is happening? But I think that the way in which you produce the music, the way in which you incorporate different artists for the lyricism aspects and all that, I think you've mastered a really good flow where, like, the styles, the genres of music could be different, but regardless of that, it's still going to go together versus like crashing like a fucking wave. It's actually just gonna flow beautifully.
I appreciate
But
it.
the yeah, no problem. The reason I say that is because of your two singles that you have dropped this year. So while they are very different genres, they both give me very like 90s vibes. Like, the throwback has so many references to just, it reminds me of like block parties, honestly. And then with you, it gives me like this R&B old school trying to serenade type of vibe. I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting when you drop this album. I'm very excited. I can't wait to hear it. I know you probably have a whole lot of music up your sleeve.
Yeah.
But what's one of the things, so besides your knee surgery, what is, do you feel one of the hurdles that happens nowadays in like the music industry because of just how quickly we have access to on things on social media, the having to like manage your accounts and do like also creating the art and grabbing the attention and all of that? Like, what do you think are some of the biggest setbacks, if you will?
Well, time, money is obviously a big one because, like, for me personally, I do this for fun. Honestly, I do music because I just like it. I'm not trying to become this big artist or make money from it and all this different type of stuff. So I'm not in that space where I'm like, oh, I gotta go pay $2,000, $3,000 to shoot a video, or I gotta go, do this, whatever, whatever. I do everything myself, and as time goes on, I've, become decent at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm increasingly, getting better at those different types of things. And so, but in terms of money, I mean, you look at like and getting people to, 'cause I don't do vocals, right? I make the music, I make the beats, I write the song, but like, I don't sing, I don't rap. So if I want to make a song, that means I need to get someone to do the vocals, which means I have to pay them. So that's something that is, a part of it that a lot of people don't think about, at least from a financial standpoint. Other things, like I said, time. Sometimes you might, or I might feel like, oh, I want to go, I have an idea or something, but like, I don't have time to go play. You know what I mean? Or whatever. One thing I'll say for, not necessarily for me, because I actually am fortunate enough to have like kind of like my own studio in my home. But I know for other artists that don't, that's time and money that they have to go spend. They have to go spend this money to, use a studio or record or whatever, or work with a producer or whatever it is. Some people, they don't write their own music. Maybe they're paying for writers and producers and studio time. So there's a lot of potential money that can go into being, being an artist, being an independent artist, even more so, just because like everything independently, everything comes from me. Like that's, there's no, I'm not getting it from anyone else. So that's why for me, I actually like the challenge of doing a lot of things by myself, and trying to, creating promo stuff or creating these videos. I actually like the challenge of it. But one of my goals actually for this album is actually to delegate a little bit and I guess spend some money theoretically in terms of having someone create an album cover and things such as that. So we'll see what happens. And I'll also add to the creativity part is difficult because like I'm honestly not a very creative person. So when it comes to, oh, how do I want this? How do I want the album cover to look? Or how do I want, this promo thing to look? Or like, it's like I'm not getting ideas from anywhere else. Like it's just coming from me. And so a lot of times, like, it's hard because like honestly, I've been like the album cover, I've been thinking about it for months. And to be honest with you, I can actually go back to when we talked a couple years ago, because I've always known what the album title was going to be and why it was going to be that. And even then still, like I haven't thought of what exactly I want it to look like. But tomorrow I'm actually going to shoot photos and stuff for the album cover. So tomorrow is kind of like promo day and stuff like that. So yeah, we'll get it. But again, I still don't know what it's gonna look like. So so the creativity part is difficult.
And I feel like that's one of the things that when I guess if we label ourselves as artists, right, people are like, oh, so you're incredibly creative. But one of the things that often gets missed is like all the sitting down and just thinking that goes into the creativity aspect of it. Because there could be the moments where like you have this really incredible inspiration, but especially if it's something that's a little bit out of your scope for certain things, right? Like creativity in music, you got the beats, you hear a sound in your head, boom, you got it, you can do it. But when it comes to, like you said, the promotion posters and the physical art of like what the album wants to be, you're like, okay, I am an artist, but that specifically is not my specific type of art. So what am I gonna do, right?
Also, like the creativity apart, even if it's something that you're into, it's not like it's on all the time. It's not like I'm anytime I'm like feeling it and I'm like, oh, let me try to make this, whatever. It comes in spurts. And that's what I was talking about earlier. It's like sometimes like I do have an idea, but I'm out, right? So like I can't necessarily put it down, or sometimes like I'm tired, or I'm, I just don't have time or whatever, right? Or I'm at work or whatever it is. On 100% of the time, it's just one of those things where you kind of like, okay, I have an idea, or I feel this, we'll see what comes from it.
Yeah, no, it definitely can be a like being in the right place at the right time sort of thing. And sometimes it's like creativity definitely hits whenever she wants to, I will say that. And one of the things, like you mentioned, this is not something that you do for money. You do have a job, you have other responsibilities, things that you do. How do you think, like, or how have you been able to just manage it all in order to have a pretty good balance, to still be able to work on your art and have your regular life as well?
Like I said, because this isn't the end all be all for me, I have the flexibility to not always be going 100% full throttle, if that makes sense. Some people, this is what they want. This is the end all be all for them. So they're constantly working. They're constantly, doing these things. For me, it's I have the luxury of being able to do it when I feel the inspiration, or when I feel the creativity, or when I have an idea. So that's what makes it not, it's not really a balance, to be honest be honest with you. Just because of the way that I view it, the time, and I can, the thing is, honest, I can be patient. I can be patient during this process.
Yeah, patience is key for sure. So, besides working on the album and all of that, you do go on homecoming tours as a DJ. Tell me a bit about that. Like, what's that like? The process, the energy of it. The videos always look like you're having a blast. So.
Yeah, so I do homecoming tours, and I'll so which is actually coming up next month, and then I'll do prom tours, and obviously in the spring. Really fun. It's a different it's definitely a different vibe than obviously doing like a wedding or something, right? But 'cause you're with, and especially being older now, you're with this completely new generation. Honestly, it's a challenge a lot of the times, because it's like they want new stuff, but then they want old stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so it's, I will say it's definitely fun. I might do six, seven, or eight schools, but it's like every weekend, during homecoming season and prom season as well. The thing with prom season is, though, I'll do Fridays and Saturdays. So it's May, April and May is usually like very, very busy for me, even like physically as well. Because the thing for me is, when I do these, I'm by myself. A lot of other DJs, they'll have like two, like they'll have a DJ and then they'll have like a separate like hype man MC or whatever, right? And this is kind of a, I'm not gonna say it's a bad thing, but it's kind of, I guess, a consequence of being me. Over, I can do it by myself. And do both, especially like even times when I was like even younger. Like I literally would be everywhere. I'd be DJing, I'd be on stage, I'd be dancing, I'm bouncing around, moving around, whatever, whatever. Even so now, but now I'm even more trying to focus more on the music in general, because the thing is, like, if I'm DJing and then I'm going out and I'm hyping the crowd up and I'm dancing and I'm doing all this movement, that means I'm not getting a chance to play as much music, right? So for example, if I'm just focused on DJing, then I can get through songs quicker and more songs, right, in that time span. So yeah, so that's like the thing again, I'm doing them solo, and like I said, I have fun. I mean, obviously there are there are always going to be that one school or those one group of kids that aren't necessarily the most open or whatever. But it's always fun. Like I said, I've had schools that I've done multiple years in a row, because there's some that like request to have me back or whatever. But to be honest, I kind of do like doing different schools. Like, I like, because there's so many schools around, and so I like doing different schools and all that. And so it's always fun. So that's actually what I'm kind of will be starting to prep for in the next couple of weeks, because I'll have that run in September and October.
That's awesome. But yeah, you definitely like wearing all the hats sometimes, and that can have its benefits, and then like you said, it can have its difficulties. So besides like the prom and the homecoming and the wedding DJ that you've done, last time that we spoke, you mentioned you were going to go to Vegas. So did you end up going to Vegas? Tell us a
I
bit
did.
about that. How was that?
That is amazing for you to be able to say you DJ'd in Vegas. Is, I mean, it's second to none. It's priceless. I basically entered a like a competition in order to be able to get a set to perform. And I got selected, and it was great. Like, it was so fun. Really, also too, just because meeting the other DJs and stuff that were also, a part of it, getting the chance to connect with them, hang out with them, the where we at, it was like this really cool like club lounge venue. Very, very nice, very professional. Everything went really smooth. It was fun. Like I said, each one of us had a set. I ended up being I actually ended up being second to last of the night, which was interesting, because I'm trying to remember how many of us there were. There's probably like 15 of us or something. And so I went through these periods throughout the night of like, man, I'm ready to go, slash, oh man, I'm kind of nervous, maybe a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And it just like switching, right? And then I'm, getting a chance to obviously watch everyone else and trying to support them by also, but also, preparing myself too. But it was fun. Like, it was cool that it was actually a shorter set, because that meant like I could give like 300%. You know what I mean? In terms of energy. So like, I'm DJing, I'm dancing, about doing all these different types of things. And it was cool because I kind of stood out a little bit, because like obviously everyone else was kind of just DJing. We had one other DJ that was really cool, because he was drumming at the same time. He's like DJing and he's drumming, and then he had this he was also kind of doing like these martial arts moves and stuff. So like, it was really cool. It was something different. And he actually came up to me and he was like, hey man, it was really cool seeing you also like dance and stuff too. He's like, obviously everyone here is great DJs, but it's always exciting to see someone do something different. And he was like, man, you had a great energy and all that. And so I got like multiple compliments and stuff. So it was really good feeling. And they actually created these vinyl records for us with our pictures on them and the date of the performance and stuff, and they gifted it to us. It was a great time, great experience.
That is absolutely incredible. Holy shit. I love that for you. The vinyl is so, like, that's a cool ass gift. What the fuck? I
Yeah,
am
I
glad
got
that
it stuck on
you.
my wall.
Let me see. Me trying to look at your background. Oh my God. No, but that sounds like such an amazing time. I'm so happy that you were selected and that you got that experience, especially for like networking and being able to view other DJs in that environment. I agree. Even if someone is a good DJ, if they don't have the energy, it's kind of off-putting at times, if I'm completely honest. And every time like I watch your sets that you like post on Instagram, I'm just like, this is fucking amazing. I was like, God willing, if I ever get married, I'm hiring Dre because this just looks like so much fun.
I mean, because this was doing Vegas. It was the first, really the first time that I was, because it was really putting on a show necessarily. Because there, when you're DJing, you're DJing, events, it's for other people, right? In this case, I played whatever I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? There was no, oh, I gotta read the audience, or I gotta see what these people are gonna like. I gotta make these people dance. I gotta make these people, sing or whatever it is. This was me being able to put on a show. And so that was, again, that was really the first time for me to do that, which was, it was good.
I love that. I love when like you get to have that artistic freedom for sure. Would you ever do it again?
Oh, come on. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, I love that. Now, as we've mentioned, you dance, you DJ, you are a musical connoisseur. You've started doing a few different things on your Instagram. Before it was just DJing, but now you have expanded into dance more, which is how you and I first met in college, and Vinyl Wednesdays, which I love when you like give a breakdown and like what your favorite song is and everything. So tell me a bit more about that. What pushed you to like expand into it?
Honestly, just my love for music. I don't know if you can see, I have vinyl on my wall back here in my basement. And I also have, actually in my studio, I have kind of a wall full of vinyl as well. I have loved music, honestly, as long as I can remember. And my mom is a huge part of that. We would take a lot of road trips when I was a kid. And so, I was listening to what she was listening to, which was obviously older music, right? Whether it was on the radio, whether it was CDs or whatever it was, but she educated me, on a lot of music. And so I really have a kind of an old soul when it comes to music. Like I said earlier, I love all types of music. Like I don't genres, decades, whatever. I don't care. It don't matter to me if it came out in 2023 or if it came out in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? If it's good, it's good. That's how I look at it. And so, the Vinyl Wednesdays thing came about, and I was like, man, it would be cool to just kind of honestly just give a little bit more, not personality, but just a little bit more about me and just like my journey with music and stuff. And I was like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna pick every week one of my vinyls. I have all of these records. I'm gonna pick one every week, and I'm gonna just kind of why I like it, my favorite songs, when it came out. Because I, and another part also too was, I forgot what it was. It was a video or something I saw on Instagram, and it was just talking about educating the youth on music, right? Obviously, the music I'm talking about, if it was old when we were growing up, which was, 90s, 2000s, obviously to these kids, they haven't even, it's not even a thought, right? And so for me, I was like, well, it's also a way for me to educate other people on music that might not have, might not have heard it, might not have even heard of the artist, or maybe might have heard something similar. So maybe they like it. Maybe they, get into it or whatever. So that's really just what it was. It was something for me fun to do and something different, So yeah.
Love that. Yeah, no, I definitely was gonna say like it feels super educational when I'm watching it. And I like that you do that because, like you mentioned, if the music was old when we were growing up, a lot of the new generations are getting bombarded with a lot of the new stuff and might not have that like organic
Capacity.
exposure for it. If that makes sense. Because, like, for us, it's like they were the throwbacks on the throwback station, and like radio was such a big thing in comparison to now. almost exclusively everyone uses streaming services. And I love it. I love that you're taking that aspect and like not only incorporating yourself into it, but also being like, hey, check this artist out, because you might not regularly listen to it. And especially because I feel like artists that can be considered in our generation nowadays do take so many, not snippets, but they'll make like many homages in their music to the older music. So like we'll get it, we'll get the references. And I just imagine like someone in the new generation being like, oh my God, wait, that was in that one song. That's why. Like I love that. That makes me happy. So let's talk about the dancing. I am gonna yell at you. How dare you dance immediately after having a knee surgery? What the hell, Dre?
Well, it's not, first of all, it wasn't immediately, right? But it was
Soon enough.
I remember I did a video, I want to say it was like March, like with a cane that I did. I mean, obviously I missed it, and it's funny because that's actually how I've been able to measure my recovery, is certain movements that I can, am able to do. And I don't remember when exactly this was, but I remember like when I was first able to do a spin, I was like, oh, I'm like, okay, I'm getting better. So I remember I scared Perlo one day, because I was like, hey, look, and I just did this spin in our kitchen. You know what I mean? And she wasn't expecting it, so she got like scared, you know? So yeah, that's the again, that's yeah, that's kind of how I've been measuring myself. But I will say though, I think I've probably been doing a little bit too much in the last couple of weeks, because my knees have bothered me the last few days, so I do need to slow down a little bit.
You know, I feel that though, because when you love to dance, it's really hard not to. But talk to me a little bit about it. Like, what, I mean, I know you love to dance and you've been dancing forever and a day, but what pushed you to actually put yourself out there more?
So I used to, when I was in like high school, I would go in my garage and like just be dancing and stuff. Like I've always been a fan of like Usher, Michael Jackson, Chris Brown or whatever. And I would see stuff from videos or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I would like to be able to do that. So I would be in my garage and stuff just dancing. And I remember I had posted a couple videos back then, but maybe 2 years. Like I've really started thinking, like, okay, like again with the album thing, I was like, this is my Instagram. Like, why not? You know what I mean? Like, literally, why not? If I'm still at a point to do some of it, and I'm still having fun with it, like, why not? You know what I mean? So there's no like purpose to it or anything. It's just like I love doing it.
I love that for you. I think art is, I don't know, it has a way of like helping us express ourselves. And sometimes just going in with the why the fuck not is one of the best ways to approach things. What are your current favorite like top 10 artists to include on a DJ playlist?
Ah, okay. On it. So I gotta ask, what's the playlist for?
For an event. So say you're doing like a fun ass event, and they're like,
Okay.
hey, you can do whatever you want. Who would be your top 10 artists that would really just get the fucking energy up there?
So, you can't never can go wrong with Bruno Mars. Pitbull is another one that is huge. And even and to pause this, going about like high schools and proms and all that, like these kids will say that they want the new music, right? But then they still want Pitbull from 2012, you know what I mean? 2013, right? So yeah, Bruno Mars, Pitbull, let me see. I have, oh, Doja Cat has had some good stuff. Bad Bunny is another one that's like huge, huge right now. It's hard thinking about artists versus songs, because like certain artists have like, you might have one artist that might have like one banger, but it's like a banger, right? But they don't have anything else necessarily. But then you have like, again, you have like Pitbull that has like five or six like solid ones, right?
Yeah.
So let's see. Where did I say? Where am I at? Four or five? I need
Four.
like five more. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Oh, Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa is the one that, you know, she makes dance music.
Yeah.
She really makes dance music. So she's the one that actually kind of appeals to, because of her style of music, appeals to multiple generations because it has that dance disco feel. You know what I mean? I'd say Beyonce. I'd throw Beyonce in there. The thing is, you have artists that are big but in one lane, right? You know what I'm saying? Versus artists that like everyone kind of knows their music. You get what I'm saying? A few more. I need a few more. Let me see. Miley Cyrus, actually, "Party in the USA" is literally one of the biggest like songs ever. Still, like to this day, like you could put it on and people will sing their hearts out.
That's crazy. I was not expecting out of like the collection that we have so far, Party in the USA, just throwing that in there. That's awesome.
I'll say Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj is one. She's got a couple that still hit pretty hard. Michael Jackson, like still to this day, Michael. So I think I need like one more. Let's go. Maybe Daddy Yankee.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Daddy Yankee is just such a solid.
Yeah.
So now that you've given me the 10 best artists to put on a DJ set for a party, what are your favorite artists so far? Like your 10 favorite current artists that you're listening to?
Current.
Yes.
So, okay, so define current. Define current.
Within the last 20 years of music.
In the last, so 2003. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me see, last 20 years. Well, my favorite rapper is T.I. And I actually think he technically came out in like 2001, now that I'm thinking about it. Chris Brown would be in there for sure. I'm a big fan of Rod Wave, actually. See, I'm it's hard because I like a lot of older artists. This is actually pretty difficult for me. I'd
I
have to
know.
like look probably like look at my playlist or something. Man.
That's why I put it there. That's why this question. Because if I told you, give me somebody from the 80s and 70s and 90s, you'd just hit it back to back. I got to keep me on
Oh
your
yeah.
toes.
I'd have been done already. Let me see. Let me see. Drake. For sure. Drake for sure. Drake would have been a great one to put on the DJ playlist. All right. I'll add Bruno to that too. So this is I think that's five. Let's see. Man, this is tough. Oh, I like there's this R&B artist. Her name is Money Long. I'm a big fan of hers for sure. I'ma add T-Pain. I was a big T-Pain fan and towards the beginning. I also add Ciara to that. And then I got a couple more. I'm like drawing a blank right now. I have to like look at my playlist or something. I don't even know why I can't. If you know what? I'm gonna sneak this in there, even though he came out. I think it was like 99, 2000, but I'm gonna add Daddy Yankee to that, actually. He is 100% one of my favorites for sure.
Look, well, I'll give it to you just because he didn't hit in the US till like the early 2000s. So I'll give
Exactly.
that to you.
Exactly. Man. Okay, so I got one more. I got one more. Let's go. Never mind. No, he came out in the 90s. Never mind. And that's another thing too. Like we have so many artists that are like still doing, like still making great music that you don't even think about that actually came out as long ago as they did. So that's also makes it harder too, because I'm thinking about people that have like that had these big songs, and I'm like, oh wait, no, he came out in the late 90s, or he came out this time.
There you go.
Ludacris. That was very hard. That was very hard. Clearly, again, clearly I am, a huge supporter of older artists and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what can I was writing the questions down and I'm like, what can I throw in there that's just gonna rack his brain? And I was like, I know.
That was tough.
Speaking of difficult things, as far as DJing goes, right? When you're gonna DJ, whether it's a bar mitzvah, whether it's a wedding, whether it's prom or homecoming, or just you got booked for a party, what is like the most difficult aspect, would you say, of DJing?
Difficult. The most difficult aspect is the probably the balance of everything. And I mean the balance of the knowledge of music that you have versus actually DJing, but then also watching the crowd and seeing how they're responding to what you're playing. But then also watching everything else to make sure overall the event itself is going smoothly. So just really balancing it all at once is probably, I would say, the most difficult part.
Okay. Yeah, you said it and I'm like, picturing it. I'm like, I don't think I could DJ. What is like an artist that you listen to or that you've gone to see like perform? Because a lot of artists do have DJs running the music, especially on like bigger festivals. Like some do have live bands. Who is an artist that you're like, you know what? I would love to fucking DJ for you. And you can't say Usher.
No. Actually, I have two different answers, and I'll explain to you why. I'll make it quick.
Okay.
So one of them, I would love to DJ for like an old school R&B festival. Okay, so one of those concerts where there's like six old school R&B acts. Just because like I've obviously gone to them, and just the vibe is fantastic, right? And I feel like I would honestly just kill it, because I would be able to play the right music, but also go out and dance and go out and provide energy and stuff, which is something that you never see. You'd never see a DJ like really going out and doing stuff. And I feel like, not only would it be fun for me, but I also think it'd be good and really bringing up the energy for a show. So I would say that, just like an old school R&B. But then I would also say probably like, oh wait, hold on. Let me think about that. Probably Drake. I just went to see Drake last week, and the DJ that they had opening up wasn't necessarily the best. And so I was like, man, this would have been nice. So I'll say Drake just because it's fresh. But I mean, honestly, I don't really have, I never think about that. I never really think about specific artists. I do think about like being an opener for a concert, for a show, but never like a specific artist.
Nice. So, and this goes a little bit, so we're gonna bounce back a little bit. You mentioned how, this isn't something that you necessarily do for money and how like it's not the end all be all for you, right? During COVID, a lot of shit shut down. A lot of people went through so many waves of just like, okay, what do I do now? Especially because festivals and all that shit wasn't happening. We last talked in 21 and things were still a little fresh in comparison to now where things are more open. Do you think that like the energy has shifted at all during the process of it? Like, do you like DJing pre-pandemic to DJing now? Do you think that, like, not just the people that go attend, but also the people that work in the music industry, like the mindset is a little different in comparison. The energy is either better or worse, or like, how do you think the industry has shifted?
I think if you would have asked this like a year ago, then the answer would have been different. Like, because back then there was still like people were more of an excitement of just being outside, being back to events, being back, being back out, right? But then from I guess the backside entertainment side of it, there were more like focus on like the regulations and making sure, 6 feet and all these different types of things. So there were all these things that we had to pay attention to in addition. But then also there was this gap. There was a gap of music because we hadn't done parties, done events in close to a year. You still had music that came out during that time. And so there was like this, okay, well, technically this is 8 months old, but it hasn't been played at a homecoming yet. It hasn't been played at these. So like, do I still try this even though it's technically older? So that was definitely, an adjustment. But in terms of now, I mean, now honestly, things are back to normal in terms of events. Like there's not, it's the same as pre-COVID.
So with, like you mentioned, balancing can be a bit of a chore sometimes. And this is going to touch a little bit on like the inspiration of creativity. When you have those moments, like, nah, I can't call them slumps per se, but say you're tired from the day and all these things, how do you work be like to get back into the groove of things? Because I know one of the things that's been really prevalent as far as artistry goes is the sensation for like a constant feeling of output where people end up getting burned out. Like, do you have any tips for artists? Like, how can they handle those moments of like, damn, I should be doing this, but like, I'm still fucking drained, or I don't feel good, or like, whatever it may be.
I would say take advantage of the spurts of inspiration. So like for me, like I have not worked on any music like on the album in probably 3 weeks. But because I went on vacation, stuff like that or whatever, came back, I was working. But I also hadn't necessarily had the full motivation to do it. But I also know that like for me, when I have the full motivation to do it, I work better. I work more efficiently. I work faster versus trying to force myself to do it just because I know I should. You get what I'm saying? So I would say just focusing on that and making sure taking advantage of the times when you do feel inspired or you do have some type of idea or whatever, take advantage of it then and work. But don't necessarily like force yourself to do it because then you might not get out exactly what you want.
For sure. I definitely like that. There was this thing that I heard on, I think it was TikTok, probably. I end up doom scrolling sometimes, but this one guy, he was like, at the end of the day, if you don't want to do the thing that you're about to do, it will show. It because your energy is going to be different, you're going to look different. Like, there's a big difference of like, I'm doing this because I love to do it, and then there's like, this is a chore today type of thing. I definitely do like what you said. And I think that's something that really does get exemplified in your music, because whenever any of your songs are playing, I'm like, I could, Dre definitely had a blast making this shit. I feel it. Let's talk a little bit about throwback. So it's a fucking bop, I will say that. Talk to me about the process. How was it making that song?
Man, so fun. So I had actually made the beat for it probably, man, like last year sometime. And I had been thinking about this like what I wanted to do with it. And I had ideas, but like it wasn't really, I didn't feel like it would have been the best. And then literally I was probably, when was this? This is just a few months ago. I started thinking because my birthday was coming up. I was getting ready to turn 30. And so I'm like, okay. So obviously like I'm feeling like nostalgic and stuff, which I actually kind of always do, but even more so. And so I'm like, man, you know what? Like, what if I make a song, kind of highlighting or just paying respect to that time period of, that I love, like growing up, which is like the 2000s, And so since I made that decision, I was like, I got to do it. And I just started writing. And it was one of the most fun things that I've done because I really wanted to like challenge myself. And put all of these different types of references to songs, to fashion, just to the time period in general, artists, all of that. And so again, I really challenged myself to create the song, and I love it. Like I love it. I had a lot of fun creating it, and I've even done kind of some fun stuff after it, and some dance stuff. I did this like, this kind of like challenge thing where I was like switching up the fashion, stuff like that or whatever. So it's definitely been probably one of my most fun songs that I've created. So I'm definitely glad that you like it. Keep listening to it. But yeah, so it was the second single that will be for the album, and it's been a fun one for sure.
I definitely like it for sure. I think one of the reasons that it means a lot to you, I feel like, from everything that you've said so far, it was like your happy birthday present to you. You're like, you know what? I'm gonna make this song. This is a gift to me. You're welcome, everyone else, for enjoy. But
Pretty much.
yeah. So you are a musical connoisseur, if you will. And you listen to a lot of music, you play music, you create music, you also attend performances. So far this year, the performances that you've attended, what has been like your absolute favorite?
Well, I'm not going to say the obvious. That you would know. So other than that, man, so we went to Lovers and Friends, and this is obviously speaking of nostalgia. It was basically, I don't know if you heard of it, but it's basically a festival of all these like 2000s and 90s artists in Vegas. Really, oh my gosh, such a good time just because like, you get a chance to see all these artists all in one place. Everybody's in the, dressed up in the 2000s wearing stuff. That was really fun. We saw Beyonce a few, like a month ago. So obviously that was great. Let me see who else. This wasn't this year, but it was like December. Daddy Yankee was fantastic.
Nice.
Fantastic. So those would probably be, oh wait, no, but then I just saw Drake last week. Drake was great too. So I would, those, I'm gonna say top four. I don't have a, those are the top.
Nice. So, in like going to performances and all that, and people that come and like watch you DJ, what would you say to like someone going to an event, like top 10 things they should and should not do to be like respectful to the musician, to the artist, to the other people?
Well, I don't know if you've seen, but all of these videos of people like throwing stuff at the performers and stuff, like that's crazy. Like why, like if you spent your money, so obviously you like these people, why would you do that? Like this doesn't make sense to me. So I would say definitely, obviously that just being respectful to, like you said, not only the artists, but also the crew members too. So be respectful for them too, because they're also a part of the show. I also say being respectful to the venue in general, wherever it is. So yeah, those would be my top.
Cool. So we are reaching the end of the interview. which makes me sad, but you know what? It's been a fun time. Bittersweet of you, Shell. So, if you got the chance to host a party, right? What would be the theme of the party, right? And what would be like the signature either food or dessert that would be served at this party and why?
Listen, so I'm doing this, okay? This
Okay.
is a
Wow,
reality.
that's so crazy. I had no idea.
And I will this is actually legit happening. I'm doing this because this is actually my 10th year of DJing. Okay.
Nice. Congrats.
And yeah, so going with the theme of what I've been talking about, I'm throwing a 2000s themed party. Okay. So I'm in the process of planning that. So I'm looking forward to that very, very much. But in terms of you said what would the food be?
Yeah, signature, either a signature dish or a dessert.
Well, dessert has got to be cake. I love cake. I love birthday cake. So it's got to be cake. And then a signature dish. If I could, let me see. It's got to be. So you know what I love, honestly, at parties is like which I'm probably going to do is actually like a nacho bar.
Ooh.
Because I feel like it's easy. You know what I'm saying? It's
Yeah.
easy. Everybody likes nachos. You know what I'm
True.
saying? Like, so it's just smooth, it's convenient, everything. So I would say probably nachos and
Nice. And because it is 2000s theme, what would be the signature 2000s drink?
Oh, that's actually a good question, because like we were young, so we weren't drinking in the 2000s. You get what
You
I'm saying?
know.
So maybe in terms of non-alcohol, probably you remember those little the little jugs of juice?
Yeah.
It's they would have that was like they had all the different colors. Probably one of those, because like I remember as a kid, like at birthday parties or whatever, like that was what that was what we had, like the little juice jugs.
Yeah, that would be so. I personally be like, damn, I want like 10 of these. This is amazing.
Or like some popsicles.
Yes. Oh my God. Love it. That is, I had no idea you were doing that. That's incredible. I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
Congrats on the team.
we'll have to talk. So it's because it's not going to be a big thing. We'll talk.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds good. So tell me a little bit of like, what do you do to unwind?
Chill. And like literally, and I'm what I mean by that, I mean like literally chill. Like actually, like right now, I'm gonna go eat and I'm probably just gonna go sit outside because it's nice out. It's not too hot. And literally will sit outside, maybe get on my phone for a little bit, but sometimes I'll just sit and just sit.
Yeah, that's awesome. I props to you. I feel like I struggle with that.
Also, too, like for me, the making music again, because it's not a job for me, like that when I have like free time, like that's what I do. You know what I mean? So that is also kind of a part of like, unwinding. Like I literally call it like, oh, I'm gonna go play. So yeah.
I love that. So tell me a little bit of like if you so you do feature artists to sing to rap on the songs that you create. Who would be like a dream feature artist to have on?
Like anybody?
Anybody.
Man.
If, yeah.
So this is hard because again, I have all these genres of music that I like. Man. Because first I got to think about what type of song would it be. So then I got to think about the artist. Obviously, again, skipping the obvious. I'm not going to say the obvious. I honestly would probably. Man, this is hard. Probably like Drake, or I would completely switch it up and actually do this old school house music artist. Her name is Crystal Waters. Because I would love to have like my own like just Chicago house, like just classic song. You know what I mean? So I would, it'd be one of those actually. So two completely different spectrums.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh my God, I love that. That would be fucking sick. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Either one of those would be amazing. You know, if some way, some shape, some form, they will listen to this episode and it'll happen, but so, do you have any final thoughts for anyone that loves music, wants to pursue, wants to do something with it? What advice can you give them?
I would say take advantage of the times that we're in. Things are so much more, I'm not gonna say easier, but things, we have access to so many more things now than artists did 10 years ago or 20 or 30 years ago. Like I'm literally making songs in my basement. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'll say, yeah, take advantage. If there's something you want to do, try it. You want to, like, at the end of the day, like, there's no, if you're not signed to someone, there is no requirements. If you want to do something, do it. If you want to put it out or whatever, right? Like, just take advantage of the times we're in, and you know, again, if you are inspired by something, like, just go for it. Give it a try. That's how I look at it. I always look at it like, why not try? And that's kind of like my thing, my saying.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that is definitely the theme for today's episode, y'all. Just why not? Why fucking not? So, Dre, one final question for you. If there is anything in the world that you would be able to do, right, without, say, like any limitations of like money, physics, whatever it is, what is one thing that you'd be like, I want to do that?
Probably buy a house, like a very nice house for like myself, my wife, but then also for like my mom and my grandma. Those would probably be like just a house where it's like no limits or no like types of limitation. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just everything's just good and it's comfortable. That would be kind of like for me, yeah.
I love that. That is so, oh my God, that's so beautiful. Such a beautiful note to end on. Well, Dre, as always, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you agreed to be on Pop Culture and stuck around for all the questions and all the craziness. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for making music, for making good music. And yeah, I would love to have you on again sometime in the future. It'd be dope. But yeah. That is it for today, my lovely hummingbirds. I really appreciate it again, Dre, so much. Have a good day, what night, whenever you guys are listening to this. As always, les mando mucha paz, muchos besos, y les recuerdo que miren hacia la luna. Sending you much peace, many kisses, and reminding you to always look up at the moon. I love you all so much, and have a good one. Bye. All right, my lovely hummingbirds, that was Pop Culture Interviews, DJ Dre Lauren. Thank you so much, Dre, again, a million times over for being on Pop Culture once more. It is much appreciated. And my lovely hummingbirds, for this weekend, whether you're going to the Taste of Chicago, getting ready for the week to come, whatever it may be, we have a DJ Dre Lauren feature called Throwback. Enjoy!
Yeah, DJ Dre Lauren, Tony 10. This goes out to everybody. I used to rock them Bathing Apes, them Doggy Tags, and Bell Buckles. We gon' take this back one time. Ride with me now. Yeah.
Throw it back, throw it back, throw it back. Throw it back like I'm riding in the leg. Throw it back, you can hit that lean back. Throw it back, hey, just throw it back. Throw it back, throw it back, throw it back. Throw it back like I'm riding in the leg. Throw it back, you can hit that lean back. Throw it back, hey, just throw it back.
I'm from the time where people said to put it on me. I'm from the time where Air Forces and swag surfing. I'm from that time that ran it and had the people crumping. I'm from the time when you touched it, we had the place jumping. I was going down cause I run the town, all I do is win. Can you rock them hips, dirty wine, girl, let's get it in. Now you in the club, got me in love to the DJ to go. I'm feeling wheezy, need a million, yo, three in the scope. You turn me on, but I got got a question, maybe 21, just trying to get rich and party, maybe have some fun, just tell me where the party at and I'ma come through, just put your lighters up, hey baby, this is how we do. I'm so fly when I walk it out, let them shoulders lean, I lean back in the whip, 24s riding clean, new print job on the whip looking like ice cream, rolling through your hood, yeah, all eyes on me,
Throw it back, throw it back, throw it back,
throw it back,
throw it back like I'm riding in the leg, throw it back, you can hit that lean back, throw it back, ayy, just throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back like I'm riding in the leg.
Time to confess that I got it bad. Thinking back, you the best thing I never had. I ask, do you know me like I know you? I know I'm just a friend, but you should let me love you. Hold up, you can hate it or love it, but I stay on my grind. I guarantee you never seen a show that like mine. If you need me, I'm one call away. You can hit my hotline at night just to say my name. Tell me, are you a fan or are you here to stand? Skeletons in my closet, need that spigot, need that span. Chain on my neck, cost about $100,000. Sitting at the crib, late night, Roseanne. J's on my feet, now I'm finna do my thing. Ain't nobody poppin' swag, got a shout out to my team. Rubber bands on me, got me feeling like a king. Grill in my mouth, rockin' that tall T, ayy, ayy.
Throw it back, throw it back, throw it back.
Throw it back
like I'm riding in the lab.